Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin,
paragraph Mem Hei.
Ki bevadai tzorech habal tshuva lizboil bizyoinois u'shvichas domim bekama bechinois kamavur batoranal. Because certainly a person who wants to do tshuva has to go through bizyoinois insults and having his blood spilt in many different ways. As is written in that chapter on Likut Imran, that one of the main forms of tshuva is being insulted, embarrassed, and being silent about it. V'yikayim doim l'ashem, to fulfill the posuk doim l'ashem. U'bichlal zehu gam kein ma shetzorich lizboil b'zionis u'shvichas domim me'atzmoi. And besides the insults that the person is receiving from outside sources, the person also has to undergo insults from himself. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, Cherpo shovro libi, my shame breaks my heart. As Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki tzorech lehizbayish biatzmoy miavoinoisov upegomov ad sheyia nishbar domoy bekirboy. The person has to feel embarrassed over the sins that he committed of the past, to the point where mamish his blood is being spilt inside of him. He feels so ashamed and embarrassed. As the Gemara tells us, kol hoy v'raveiro mizbayish bo moichlon loy al kol avoinoisov, that a Jew who commits a sin and feels embarrassed about it, Hashem forgives him for all of his sins. That's how incredible a tikkun this is, the fact that a person feels ashamed of themselves. And we know the Gemara says, Rav Michal quotes this very often, Toivo mardu sachas beliboy shelodom mimea malkois, that one personal indignation, in other words, of a person thinking into themselves and feeling ashamed or embarrassed of what they did wrong, acknowledging what they did wrong and feeling ashamed of themselves, is worth much more than 100 pech, giving the person some outside source, giving him pech. Because very often when a Jew gets pech, the person says, why, I don't deserve this, why is this happening to me, etc., etc. Versus a case where a person comes to their own personal realization that they do deserve pech and that they've done things wrong, and the person acknowledges it and feels embarrassed about it, that's the ultimate in tshuva. Aval af al pi kein tzorech liyos boki balocha zois mo'oi shelo yovo yadei zeh liatzvus ulemor ha'shchor desitrachra. However, despite how good it is to feel embarrassed and ashamed, Rav Nosson Zal says a person has to have tremendous knowledge to know how not to let that slide into depression, because the Yetzer Hara will try to do that. As Rabbeinu Zal warned very seriously about this, the Omar, and he told us, Shalev Nishbor Hu Inyan Acher Miatzvus, that a broken heart is something completely different from depression. It's two different worlds. A broken heart leads to a motivation to do good. It leads to being motivated to want to come close to Hashem, to start fresh. Depression leads nowhere. Depression, chas v'shalom, leads to chas v'shalom giving up. And a Jew has to be extremely careful not to allow Lev Nishbor to slide into Atzvus. This is why Rabbeinu Zal taught us a derech whereby a Breslov Chosid is supposed to be very happy all day by using the advice that Rabbeinu Zal gives us as to how to keep happy. Rak b'sho miyuchedes, it's only that the person should designate a set time during the day. If possible, it should be an hour, or whatever the person can. Yi eloi lev nishbor lefarish sichosei lefanov yizbor keben lefnei aviv, during which time the person allows themselves the luxury, in a sense, of going into a broken-hearted state in order to pour out their heart to Hashem the way a child would to a father. But that's only during that time of Hispoidus that Rabbeinu Zal gave us permission to be in that mode called Lev Nishbor. Because Rabbeinu Zal said it's very delicate and dangerous for a regular person to maintain that Lev Nishbor more than that, because the Yetzer Hara can easily push him over the edge, in a sense, and push him to a place of Atzvus, which would be terrible. All of this is included in the term Boki Bahalocha Kanal, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that chapter in the Kutumra, knowing how to move properly in the Derech HaTshuva. V'alkein b'emes ikra darki HaTshuva yefshel kabel kimai de gdoile atzadikim anal. And therefore, the truth is that in order for a person to really know the darkei tshuva, they can only receive that knowledge from the greatest of tzaddikim. Sheheim moirim lanu darkei tshuva. They're the ones who teach this to us. Bechinas boki balocha. V'hoikar alidei kedusha Shabbos shehu mekoyer hasimcha sheoz Hashem Yisborach mistakel rak al atoiv kanal. And the main key to tshuva is Shabbos, which is the source of joy, which is the day on which Hashem looks only at our good, as was explained earlier in this paragraph. Paragraph Mem Vav. V'chol ze tzrichim b'yoyser b'Rosh Hashanah. Rav Nosson Zal says, and this knowledge, this explanation we just gave, is something that a person needs to know, especially when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Shehu Tchilas Hashanah, which is the beginning of the new year. Shehu Yom Rishon Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And it's the first day when we kick off the 10 days of Tshuva. V'oz Tzrichin Lahamshich Darchei HaTshuva Hanal. And that's when a person has to try to get involved in the Derech HaTshuva. V'alkein Hiktim Lanu Hashem Yisborach Barachma of Chodesh Elul HaKodesh. And this is why Hashem gave us this prerequisite to Rosh Hashanah, which is the month of Elul. Shesoid kavonas elul hu hanoisin bayam derakanal, where Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, the chapter that this halach is based on, that the secret of elul is this concept of hanoisin bayam derach, quoting from the writings of the Arizal, ki bohem oiskim lesakin darkei hatshuva kanal, because it's during the month of elul that we're establishing the derech hatshuva. So that when Rosh Hashanah finally arrives at the end of the month, the person is on the right path. And this is why the truth is that a Jew must travel to the Tzadik Emes for Rosh Hashanah, because they're the ones who are best suited to teach and to implement these darkei tshuva. V'hoikar lahamtik toikef hadin shel Rosh Hashanah u'lahamshich al atzmon simcha, especially to have the ability to sweeten and nullify the severe judgment that exists on Rosh Hashanah, and to draw simcha upon ourselves on Rosh Hashanah. K'moy shehizhir Admor Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal warned us, she'b'Rosh Hashanah Tzrichin liyos besimcha, that even on Rosh Hashanah, which is called Yamim Noiroim, days of awe, and it's a very serious time, etc., Rabbeinu Zal warned us that a Jew is obligated to be happy on Rosh Hashanah. Ukama shekosav b'Nechemiah, as is written in the prophet Nechemiah, le'inyan Rosh Hashanah, regarding the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, that the Navi says to Klal Yisrael there, ichlu mashmanim ushesu mamtakim, go home and eat fatty meats and drink sweet drinks, va'al teyotzu, and do not be depressed, ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem, because rejoicing with Hashem, that is your ultimate strength. This pasuk is something very, very, very special to a to all of Klal Yisrael, especially to a Breslover. One of the people who was makarav me to Breslov originally used to write this pasuk into all of his svarim, on the front page, you know, the blank page in front, as a reminder to himself. V'zeh b'chinas shofar, and this is the concept of the mitzvah of shofar of Rosh Hashanah, shehu lo'irer chasodim u'lahamtik dinim kiyadua. The purpose of the shofar is to initiate kindness of Hashem and to sweeten the judgment. Hainu lo'irer rachmei Hashem yizborach, to awaken the kindness of Hashem, sheyistakel rak al hanekudos tovos shel Yisrael, so that Hashem should be willing to look only at the good points of Klal Yisrael, v'lo yistakel al hara shelanu klal, and he should ignore our bad completely. Ad sheyichnois b'libeinu rachmo v'atzumim, ad sheyenimshach simcholeinu, to the point where Hashem will inject into our hearts his great kindness, so that there'll be joy, so that happiness will come upon us. Which is the Iker Tikkun of Tshuva. And this is what's meant by the psukim that we say as the introduction to blowing the shofar, where we say, Ashrei ha'om yoidei serua, fortunate is that nation which knows the sound of the shofar. That's the first pasuk. And then we say, B'shimcha yegilun kol hayoim, Hashem, we will rejoice with you all day. U'bitzidkoscha yorumu, and with your righteousness we will be elevated. Ki koil shofar hu b'chinas asorah minei negina sheim ikra simcha, because the 100 blasts of the shofar that we blow, the 100 different sounds of the shofar, correspond to the 10 types of song which the book of Tehillim is based on. Sheheim Iker HaSimcha. Those 10 types of song are the essence of joy. V'alkein Misaimim Ho Asorah Hilulim B'chinas Asor Min Enegina B'Halaluhu B'Tzilflei Serua. And this is why the chapter in Tehillim which mentions the 10 types of songs, which is actually the final chapter of Tehillim, the 150th chapter, closes with the words Halleluhu b'tzilflei serua. We give praise to Hashem with the sound of the shofar. V'alkein b'Shabbos kishechal Rosh Hashanah ein toiken b'shofar. And now you could also understand, based on what we said before about Shabbos, you could understand why on Shabbos there is no need to blow the shofar. Ki ikar hasimcha shehu tikkun anal nimshach al yedei Shabbos kanal, because the main simcha, which is the tikkun of tkiya shofar, comes from Shabbos. V'alkein kishechal Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos ein letkoya b'shofar lo'er b'chinas hasimcha shehu ikra tshuva kanal. And this is why when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, there's no need to blow the shofar to awaken the simcha, which is the essence of tshuva. Ki kol kloyes hasimcha nimshach mi'Shabbos shehu yoim simcha v'chedva b'chol ho'ilamos kemo shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh. Because the totality of Simcha comes from Shabbos, which is the day of joy in all the worlds, as is written in the Zohar HaKadosh. Paragraph Mem Zayin. V'zeh Sham Razal, this is why the Gemara says, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, that when Rosh Hashanah would come out on Shabbos, B'Mikdosh Hayu Toikim, in the Beis HaMikdosh, they did blow shofar, avaloi b'medina, but not throughout the rest of the city or country, etc. Mishechorav Beis HaMikdosh, once the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sheyu toikim b'chol mokoim sheyesh boi bezdin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decreed, that they should blow shofar wherever there is a bezdin, an official Jewish court. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki b'mikdosh shehu b'chinas nekudo hel yoinu kanal, oy b'chol mokum shiesh boi bezdin, kemoy b'yavne, dahainu shiesh shom tzadike yemes, b'chinas moishe, nekudo hel yoinu, shom tzrichim litkoya b'rosh Hashana afilu b'shabbos. Now there's, in the 8 volume sets of Likutei Halachos, there's a line missing accidentally here, and those are the words that I just filled in. After the word tzrichim, the last word on the right-hand column, you have to add the words litkoya b'Rosh Hashanah, to blow on Rosh Hashanah, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, ki gedoile ha-tzadikim, because the great tzadikim, and now we'll continue on that second paragraph. Rav Nosson Zal says here that we had learned earlier that when we spoke about the letter Aleph, the 3 parts of the Aleph, the upper part, the lower part, and the middle section, the Beis HaMikdosh represented the upper part of the Aleph. Number 1, when we spoke about the 3 mitzvahs that the Jews were instructed to do upon entering Eretz Yisrael, building a Beis HaMikdosh, appointing a king, and wiping out Amalek, the upper part of the Aleph was building the Beis HaMikdosh, the middle part of the Aleph was appointing the king, and wiping out Amalek was the lower part of the Aleph, if you recall. We also spoke about the 3 parts of the Aleph corresponding to the rabbi, the student, and the place where they connected, the Ohel Moed, in which case the rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu, was the upper part of the Aleph, the student, Yoshua, was the lower part of the Aleph, And the Ohel Moed was that diagonal Vav, you know, the middle part of the Aleph. So now Rav Nosson Zal is explaining, based on what we learned earlier, that the Beis HaMikdash, or the Tzaddik, represent the upper part of the Aleph. This will explain to you why, in the Beis HaMikdash, or in a place of the Tzaddik, there you do blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even on Shabbos. Because the great Tzaddikim, Zoichim L'Yoyim Shekuloi Shabbos, Kuloi Tshuva, they are the ones who are zeiche to be in a state of Olam Haba, which is called a day of all Shabbos, all tshuva. Ki heim oisim tomid tshuva al tshuva. Because the tzaddikim are always doing tshuva, and always doing tshuva on their previous tshuva, as we learned earlier. Hainu she'oisim tshuva tomid al hasagosam harishoyne v'chulu kanal. They're constantly looking to go to new levels, and each time they go to a new level of understanding of Hashem, they feel ashamed and embarrassed of what they had the level they were on previously. That's their tshuva. V'alkein heim yecholim letkoya afilu b'Shabbos. And it's for this reason that in the Beis HaMikdash, or in a city where there was a bezdin, an official bezdin, they were allowed to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Kihem bekim bahalacha heitev, because they are the ones who know the halacha very, very well. When we use the term the halacha here now, Rav Nosson Zal is using it both ways, meaning they know the path of tshuva very well, the darkei tshuva, which is called halacha, and they also know the halachas of Shulchan Aruch very well. Al kein afilu kishetoikim b'Shabbos lo yovoyul de shum pkam chas v'shalom ayde zeh. Therefore, if we allow them to blow the shofar on Shabbos, they will not come to commit any type of sin or any type of error as a result of it, in terms of carrying on Shabbos accidentally, etc. Avol achshov she'ein lanu beis hamikdash ve'ein lanu bezdin hogun kavua kamoi b'yameim. However, nowadays, that we're not privileged to have the beis hamikdash, and we also do not have any official bezdin, as they had in those days, shortly after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, ki einonu yoidin heichon atzadikim amitim agvoyim kol kach shim bekiyim b'alocha zoi shel tshuva heitev, because we do not really know where are the great, great tzadikim who know this derech ha-tshuva so well. Al kein osur litkoya b'Shabbos. This is why nowadays it's forbidden for a Jew anywhere in the world to blow shofar on Shabbos, as the Gemara says, because we're afraid that a person might come to forget himself and carry the shofar in a public domain, meaning that the person shouldn't come to make a mistake regarding this bekius b'halocha. Ki be'emes shofar kolu mikama b'chinos. Because Rav Nosson Zal says that the truth is that the shofar is a combination of several different things. Ki hu ma'oirer u'meshaber halev ma'oid. Because on one hand, the shofar is that instrument which is intended to awaken the one who hears it and to break the hearts of the people who are listening to the shofar. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Navi, hayitoka shofar bo'ir va'am lo yechrodu. Is it possible for a shofar to be blown in a city and the people shouldn't tremble with fear? So we see that the shofar instills, one of the purposes of the shofar is to instill fear into people, a type of fear that causes a breaking of the heart. Shezeu b'chinas ma shetzorech habal tshuva shieloi leiv nishbork v'chulu kanal. This goes back to one of the points that we discussed earlier, that one of the things that a bal tshuva has to have is a broken heart. Avol achar leiv nishbor tzorech lovoy l'simcha. However, Rabbeinu Zal taught us that after leiv nishbor, a person is supposed to slide into simcha. Leiv nishbor is something that's supposed to lead to an optimism, a feeling of being motivated to start fresh. K'may shekosuv b'dvorov Zal, as is discussed in Rabbeinu Zal Svarim. Shezehu gam kein b'chinas shofar kanal. This is also the concept of shofar, as we mentioned earlier. U'b'Shabbos tzrichin rak simcha. Now we know that the halacha is that on Shabbos a Jew is supposed to only be happy. V'osur lo'oirer shum leiv nishbor klal. A Jew is not allowed to get involved in any leiv nishbor on Shabbos whatsoever. Al kein osur litkoya b'Shabbos. It's for this reason that other than inside the Beis HaMikdash, or when a person was mamish in a city of one of these official bezdins, you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. V'zeu b'chinas shema yavrenu dal ramas b'rshus harabim, shum mokom ha-sitra achra, sheshom ikra atzvus. And this is why the Gemara says, you know why you can't blow shofar? Because we're afraid you might come to carry the shofar in rshus harabim. Now we know that Kabbalistically, and al pi chasidus, Rishus HaRabim is the place of the Sitra Achra, which means the place of depression. Kishom kol hamalochis v'masumatin v'asokum v'atir deshul parnosa. Because the Rishus HaRabim is the place of the Sitra Achra. It's the place of all work and business and all the tirdas of parnosa. That's outside. Shehem b'chinas atzvus, which are all under the umbrella term of atzvus. Bechinas bi'itzavoin toichalena, as Hashem stated at the beginning of creation of the world, that as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, that there was a curse given that Parnosa will come ba'atzvus, with depression. Avol b'mikdash, whereas inside the Beis HaMikdash, u'b'mokim shiesh boi bezdin godoil, or in a city where they had one of the official bezdins that they had, you know, 1,000 years ago or more, 2,000 years ago, Shehem Bechinas Bekiim Bahalocha Kanal, where they were completely thorough in this Bekius Bahalocha, Heim Yoidim Litkoya Gambara Shishona Shechalias B'Shabbos. They qualify to be allowed to blow Shefer on Rosh Hashanah even on Shabbos. Ki Yoidim Lihizoher Hetev Shaloy Lo'erer B'Shabbos Alidea Shefer Shum Leiv Nishbor. Because they are qualified, they know how to blow the Shefer on Shabbos and draw simcha from the shofar, and not mistakenly draw the lev nishbor from the shofar on Shabbos. V'sheloi lotzeis mi'agvul shel kedusha Shabbos, not to cross any lines, desecrating the Shabbos, you know, in the blowing of the shofar. Rak al yedei tkiyosam zochu l'tshuva al tshuva, shezeh tzrichim gam b'Shabbos. But rather, their blowing of the shofar resulted in tshuva and tshuva upon tshuva, which is something that a Jew has to do on Shabbos also. Al kein heim hoyu toikim gam b'Shabbos. Therefore, they would blow the shofar even on Shabbos itself. Now, I'd like to inject an important point over here, a very interesting, important point. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch on Shabbos, that on Shabbos, a Jew is not allowed to ask Hashem for personal needs. The reason being, similar to what we're learning here right now. Because if a Jew is going to start talking to Hashem about all the things that they're lacking on Shabbos, that kind of talk leads to sadness. When a person is making themselves aware of everything that's missing in their life, everything they need, it's, you know, in quotes, that makes a person feel empty or lacking or needy. And again, very often that could easily touch on unhappiness or depression. This is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. However, the Shulchan Aruch adds that for a person who is of the nature where when he has the opportunity to verbalize his needs, when he has the opportunity to sit with his best friend and pour out his heart to his best friend, unload his heart to his best friend, that's his greatest joy, that's his greatest relief. For such a person, he is permitted to do that on Shabbos. This question comes up regarding his spoidedus, regarding the main avoid of a breslev chosid and of a Jew, which is speaking to Hashem in your own words, of which we know one of the main parts of that is describing to Hashem what the person's needs are. And many people have asked me and others in Breslev this question, what about on Shabbos? What do you do on Shabbos? And the answer is, it depends on the person to a degree. On one hand, there are many sections of Hesbodidus that certainly are okay on Shabbos. To thank Hashem for all the wonderful things He's done for you, that you can certainly do on Shabbos. However, these other aspects of Hesbodidus, which are asking Hashem for the things that a person needs, or confessing to Hashem, apologizing to Hashem for things that a person has committed, done wrong, there it's a little bit delicate, where it depends upon the person. If the person knows themselves and they know that to them, their greatest relief and their greatest joy is when they've completed their 20 minutes of Hispodidus and they've had an opportunity to tell Hashem everything that's on their heart, that's their greatest simcha and relief and joy. For such a person, obviously, it's definitely permitted on Shabbos. And this is something that I've heard from Reb Michel, and I've heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha. In other words, I've heard this from the top, to know that this is definitely the opinion of what Rabbeinu Zal wanted, and this is the halacha, lamaisa. It's again by the great tzaddikim, but they know how to control this very, very well, and by them the Lev Nishbor has nothing whatsoever to do with Atzvos. By them the Lev Nishbor always leads to a renewal, and a joy, and a motivation, and being inspired to go higher and higher. If anybody wanted to ask anything, I'm open now. Paragraph Memches. V'ze bechinas malchias v'zechroinos v'shofros. And now we could understand also the three sections of shofar blowing, the three sections in the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf, of Rosh Hashanah, during which the shofar is blown. Shekulam lo'orer chazdei Hashem v'nefloisov, shebevada yigmor hakol kirtzoni. All three sections of the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah are all geared towards arousing Hashem's kindness and His miracles, and to verbalize the fact that we're confident that Hashem will certainly finish everything the way He wants. Ki yakbir hachasodim aladinim ad shiyor hatov shebiyisrael v'yeshuvu kulam elov. That Hashem will certainly allow His kindness to overcome, to squash the judgment, to the point where Hashem will awaken all the good points in Klal Yisrael and help us all to be motivated to do tshuva, she'oz tizgale malchusa yisborach lein koil, which will result in Hashem's kingdom being acknowledged and accepted by all. She'zehu b'chinas malchius. This is the concept of malchius, which we say on Rosh Hashanah. She'imrim shom ha'psukim mi'tanach shel hizgalus malchusa yisborach lein koil. In that section of the Shmoneh Esrei, we quote the psukim throughout the Torah and Neviim and Ksuvim, which speak about Hashem's kingdom being revealed to the whole world permanently. Umazkirim takeif, and right over there we say loy hibit oven beyakoy v'loy ro omol beYisrael. This is why right after we announce the Malchus of Hashem in the Shmoneh Esrei Musaf, we quote this pasuk, that Hashem does not see any wrongdoing in Klal Yisrael. He doesn't look at our negativity. Kemo shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi says on this pasuk, lo hibit ofin biyakov leirom abu Yisrael, v'chein kol hapsukei zichroinois. And so too, the next section, the second section of the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, which is called zichroinois, medabrim, there we speak about the fact Shashem Yizborach Yizkor Loilam Brisoi, that Hashem will always remember His covenant, His bond with us. V'yinochem, and Hashem will forgive us, and He'll allow Himself to be consoled. Kiroiv Chasod, based on His great kindness. V'yalkein maschilin b'posuk v'yizkor l'kim es noyach, and this is why we start with the posuk that Hashem, when Hashem was making the flood to destroy all the Rishoim, He remembered Noach. Lohoyrois, to teach us, ulagalois, and to reveal, to broadcast. Shafilu bedoyer hamabul, betoikev hagvurois hadinim. That even during the time of the flood, when Hashem was displaying His greatest nuclear weaponry, gamoz loyozav chazdoi. Even then, Hashem did not forsake completely His kindness. V'chofeitz b'kiyum ho'ilam, and He did want the world to continue. Even during His destruction of the world, He was already planning and implementing its continuity. V'zochar es noyach, by remembering noyach, v'yoshoyku amoyim, and the waters subsided, v'chulu, etc. Even then, makol shkeinato, how much more so today, shekvar hoyu tzadikim gdoilim noiroim koelu, when the world has already experienced awesome great tzaddikim, Shehem Ha'ovois, for example, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, V'Hashivaroyim, V'Tanoim, V'Amoiroim, Unevim, all the great tzaddikim throughout the generations. V'Gam B'chol Doer Nimtzoim Tzaddikim Gedoilim. And we know that in every generation there are always great tzaddikim, U'B'chol Echad MiYisrael Nimtzoim Nekudos Toivos Rabbos. And in each and every single Jew there are many, many good points, as the Gemara says in several places on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Kifela Harimon Rakosech, Afilu Reikonin Shebuch Melein Mitzvos Karimon. The Gemara says that even the emptiest of Jews is packed with mitzvos. Shebevadai Yizkor Hashem Chasodov B'zchus Avoseinu. We are confident that Hashem will definitely remember His kindness and awaken His kindness in the schus of the Avos, k'moy shemazkirin shom psukim elu, as we mention these psukim in that section of the Shmon Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, whereby we say, v'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, es brisi Yitzchok, v'es brisi Avram, v'chein, and we also say, habein yakir li Ephraim, how precious is to me the Jews, rachem arachamenu, I will always awaken my kindness towards them. Zochartilo loch chesed nuraich. And I remember the kindness that you showed me. This is Hashem saying, I remember how good the Jews were when they first started out. They were willing to follow me into the desert on blind faith, etc. V'chein psukei shofros. And so to the third section of the Musa Shmon Esrei Rosh Hashanah, which is called shofros, where we mention all kinds of psukim throughout Tanakh that have the word shofar in them. Shekulam lo'oirer zchus matan Torah, whereby all of those psukim are to remind Hashem of the zchus of matan Torah, the fact that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, which all other nations refused to, rejected. V'chein medaber mei kibbutz golius Yisrael. In those psukim it also discusses the ingathering of the exiles of Klal Yisrael. Shehu al yidei sheyistakel v'yimtza zchus b'kulam, whereby that's only going to happen by Hashem looking and finding merit in all Jews. V'chein medaber shamei asara hilulim. And there we also mention the 10 praises of Hashem in that chapter 150 of Tehillim. Shehem b'chinas asara minin egin, which are the 10 types of song. Shenasim al yidei birur hatoiv, which is accomplished by selecting out the good, al yidei gdoilei hatzadikim, through the greatest of tzadikim, k'mo shekosuv b'mokom acher, as is discussed in another place, in chapter 56, in the first half of Likutei Moran. Towards the end of that chapter, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the concept of songs being a birur of toiv from the Rav, that in order for a person to make a song, they're extracting, they're selecting the good notes and rejecting the notes that don't apply in the song. Umesaimim, and we conclude that the section of Shmon Esrei there with the words Uveyoim Simchaschem, and on your day of joy, Ubemoyadechem, and on your holiday, Usekatem Bashoifrois, you will bless the shofar. Kihoikr Lo'irer Hatoiv Shebisrael, because the main concept of Rosh Hashanah, of Tshuva, is to awaken the good of Klal Yisrael, ad sheyizku lesimcha, which will lead to joy, shezehu ikra b'chinas darchei tshuva, that this is the essence of the derech tshuva, b'chinas kedusha Shabbos, this is the holiness of Shabbos, shehu shoyresh tshuva, which is the foundation and the essence of tshuva. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, v'zeh lo'yhi b'tofen b'yakov, and this is why the pasuk emphasizes that Hashem isn't interested in looking at the negative points of Klal Yisrael. Zeh b'chinas nekuda tachtoina, b'chinas vatziah shel hineko. This applies to the lower part of the Aleph, to the people who are in a low place, in a bad place, and still, Hashem says, I'm not interested in looking at their negativity. Ukama shapirish Rashi sham, as Rashi points out on that pasuk, she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mistakel al ho'avoinos v'averoi shoisim. Hashem refuses to look at the sins that Klal Yisrael do. Shezeo b'chinas v'atzia shoel hineko. This is tied into the pasuk in Torah that Rabbeinu Zal quotes throughout Torah Vav and Likud Imran, that even when a Jew is in the lowest place, Hashem is there with him. shetzrichin lahamin shafiluk shodom noifel chaser shom lamokam shenoifel. A Jew has to believe that even when he falls to the lowest places, wherever he falls, Adayin Hashem Yisborach Imoy, Hashem is still with him. Verachmo volov Adayin, and Hashem's kindness is still there for him. Umechakeloi sheyoshuv, and Hashem is waiting for the person to make a comeback, to return. Shayde bekiyas hazeh shemekablim, there's a word missing there. Shalidei bekiyas hazeh shemekablim mehatzadik oemes, because through this bekiyas, through this knowledge which we receive from the true tzaddik, this is what gives a Jew the ability to do tshuva, to return to Hashem all the time, no matter where he's holding, no matter where he's at. Shezeu b'chinas boki benofik. This is the concept of a Jew knowing how to deal with Hashem even when he's in a state of nofik, even when he's in a state of falling, going out. Then the pasuk says, Hashem Elokov Imoy, Hashem is with him. B'chinas nekuda elyona. This refers to the upper part of the aleph. Kavyachol Hashem himself shining down on the person. Uteruas melech boy, and the force of the king is with him. Bechinas havov shebetoich aleph. This third part of this pasuk, this is one pasuk. Lohi bitovin biyakoy v'leiro omol biyisrael. Hashem alekov imoy utruas melech boy. This is the pasuk. Rav Nosson Zal says these last words, utruas melech boy, bechinas havov shebetoich aleph, correspond to the middle part of the aleph, shehu bechinas mitzvas limnois melech, which we said earlier corresponds to the mitzvah of appointing a king, which the Jews were told upon entering Eretz Yisrael, k'mo shekosov shama, as is written in that chapter of Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds paragraph mem tes. He name of Orleo, we learned earlier, she'ikar tikkun ha'tshuva hu liskoy shebchinas Moshe yor lebchinas Yeshua, that the essence of tshuva is to achieve a level where Moshe Rabbeinu is shining into Yehoshua. Bechinas yichud chamu levana, the unity of the sun and the moon. Ve'ikra tikkun alidei simcha Shabbos shemamshich na latzmai, and this comes about through the joy of Shabbos that a person draws upon himself. Ki ikra tikkun pikimas halvana shebchinas Yeshua, alidei bitul ho'atzvus. Because the main tikkun of the defectiveness of the moon, of the lack of light of the moon, which is, in other words, Yehoshua is the moon, is by eliminating depression, sadness. Ki pigimas halavono ze ma'oras choser. Because we know, we're told, that in the beginning of the Chumash, in Parshas Bereishis, when it says over there, Yehi ma'oirois berekia shamayim, let there be lanterns, lights, in the heavens, the word ma'oirois is spelled mem aleph resh tof. It can be read ma'oirois, which means light, or it could also be read the word me'oras, which means a curse. When the word ma'oirois is spelled without the vav, it could refer to chas v'shalom a curse. And there it symbolizes the fact that eventually the light of the moon was going to become deficient, was going to be lessened. Umavur b'zoyer kodesh, and it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, Shemuva B'dvorov Zal, and it's brought in Rabbeinu Zal's writings, Ma'oras Choser Do Lil, that this word Ma'oras, when it's spelled Mem Aleph Resh Tov, which means a curse, this alludes to the angel that's called Lamed Yud Tov. We're not supposed to say that name. The angel that symbolizes depression. Shemishom Kol HaYilolo V'ho'atzvus. That's the source of all moaning. Yilolo means like blues, what we call in music blues. It's the type of song that leads to sadness and depression. V'ho'atzvus. Shemishom kol hapik kol pgama bris, which is the source of all pgama bris. Shehu ikar ha'yetzahara, which is the essence of the yetzahara. V'alkein b'shas kiddush levona mazkirin goydel ha'simcha shalom oiras. And this is why, when we perform the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, we mention specifically the joy of the sun and the moon. K'moy shekosov, as we say, sosim usmechim lasos ritzon koinon, that the sun and the moon are extremely happy to do the will of their Creator. V'chein noyagim Yisrael levorich birchas halevona besimcha rabba, and so too it's the custom of Klal Yisrael that when we say Kiddush Levana, we say it with tremendous joy. As is written in Shulchan Aruch, that's why the custom is to do it Saturday night usually, when a person's still in Shabbos clothes and when they're happy coming off the high of Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says that there's a custom to dance a rikid at Kiddush Levana, to dance. This is to show us that the moon, which is deficient today, the moon which represents the student, Yehoshua, his main tikkun is through simcha. And this is why in the first chapter of Yehoshua, when Yehoshua takes over the leadership of Klal Yisrael, if you look over there, you'll see that three times in the same chapter, Hashem says to Yehoshua, Chazak ve'ematz, you know, be strong, be confident. As is written at the end of Parshas Vezel Sabrocha, where it speaks about the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu, ubetchilas sefer Yehoshua, and in the opening words of the book of Yehoshua, ki ikar ha'hischaskus al yidei simcha, because the main way that a person will be able to have the encouragement and the motivation that they need to come close to Hashem is through simcha. As the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem. Your greatest strength, your greatest weapon as a student who wants to come close to Hashem is going to be joy, happiness. Vaydeze ikar hayichud vaheoras mimoshe liyeshua. Shehu ikar tikkun darchei tshuva. And this is what brings about the unity between the rabbi and student, and this is what enables the light of Moshe Rabbeinu to be transferred to Yeshua, which is the essence of tshuva.